Hello, hello, and welcome to the Manifesting Meditation. I am so excited to be here with you to support you to amp up and fine-tune your manifesting power. Now, this is an ongoing series of meditations designed to support you to manage your manifesting energy, because when we come together as one with like mind, we amplify the energy exponentially, taking your manifesting skills to a new level of mastery. Plus, I give you insight to understand how energy works and how you can sustain your manifesting frequency. Okay, so to get today's gathering will flow like this. First, we're going to share some insight about energy, and then I'll speak the word for setting our intention. And then we're going to quiet our minds and create our sacred space and flow into our guided meditation. And then to complete, we'll ground into that finely tuned frequency of love energy and bring that back with us. And then before we complete, I'll share with you a really simple exercise that you can implement immediately after our call. And you'll want a pen and paper for that. But it's so simple. If you don't have a pen and paper right now, don't worry about it. You'll remember what to do. So then this will be a perfect addition to your bedtime ritual. I think you're going to love it. Okay, so let's get started. Today, I just want to speak about the power that you hold within you, as well as your effect on the collective consciousness as a whole. You hold the light of God within you, that divinity within. Now, some religions teach us that we're separated from God by sin, but how can we be separated when God, the light of God, resides within us? Our superconscious higher self is in alignment with God. The superconscious is birthless and deathless. It's our spiritual essence of love. Now, our mission is to overcome the fear of this physical world, the fear programming, and to realign our conscious and subconscious with that superconscious where fear doesn't exist, only the vibration of love. And every time we come together like this, shifting our energy to the highest vibration of love we can achieve in a human form, we raise the vibration of the collective consciousness. And for us individually, oh my God, we blow the roof off raising our vibration. And when you participate fully in the meditation, you raise your vibration exponentially and fine tune your frequency, making manifestation of what you want inevitable. And that's why I've scheduled these meditations every month, to support you to not only continue to raise your vibration, but to support you to sustain it throughout the month. Now, for years, I've taught and talked about bringing our version of heaven to earth, to be able to manifest what we want, but to more importantly, maintain the vibration of love. And when I say love vibration, I'm not talking about how much you love the color blue. In my membership group, we've discussed at length that we just don't have the vocabulary to speak of the love of the higher consciousness, but I'll give it a try. You know, Florence Goldshin, author of The Game of Life and How to Play It, she teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Love is our essence. Love is that divinity or the God part within. Love is our spiritual consciousness. It's that aspect of us that doesn't fear death because it knows and understands that the love that we are, our consciousness, is eternal. Again, we are birthless and deathless. We are love energy. And nothing can change that truth. The less than love energy of fear is a physical world experience. It's very real because we feel it, but it's just a physical world experience. It's a programmed reaction to experiences from our past. It's just that reaction because we have something that is this belief in our subconscious of that pain, of that fear. And something happens in today's world and it triggers it, and there it is. You have the power to transform that fear to love energy. You have the power to rise above the feeling of fear and live from your heart space. You know, the physical world teaches us to be afraid on so many different levels, to worry that you're not a responsible adult if you don't worry. And worrying is the worst thing we could ever do because we're putting that energy out into the universe and the universe mirrors it right back to us with an experience we don't want. You have the power within you to reside in the higher consciousness of love, where you don't engage with the fears and chaos of this physical world. You simply observe. And from this space as an observer, you have the power to infuse what you're observing with love. You have the power to infuse love energy into the situations and all the people involved to open the way to create a higher outcome. It's safe to be the observer. And from this place as an observer, you're free from the pain of Earth's chaos. It doesn't mean that you don't care. Not at all. It just means that you're not engaging with the fear and the pain of it. And when you're not engaging, you have the power to infuse all with love, again, to open that way for a higher outcome. And from this safe space as the observer, you can look back at your life and see where your external reality was a mirror of your internal thoughts and emotions. The bottom line is that the status of our life is an inside job. Our life experiences reflect back to us how we feel about ourselves, what we believe, what we think about. When we worry, again, that worry gets reflected back to us as a physical experience that we don't like. Worry made manifest. This world is a harsh place. That's why it's so important that you're here right now. Coming together with me to raise your vibration, to broadcast out into the world the love that is your essence, so the universe can broadcast back to you the vibration of experiences and material things that match that love essence that you are. So today, we come together on this day of the new moon to use that new beginnings energy to shift to the highest version of love possible, to manifest the desires of your heart. And the more you sustain the love vibration, those feelings and emotions of gratitude, joy, compassion, happiness, and peace, the more love you add to the collective consciousness, and the more healing you infuse into the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet. It's a win for everyone. Your vibration affects the collective consciousness. Now, someone asked me in the private Florence Goldshin Facebook group if it was okay to ask for something that he wanted that he wanted to manifest because at that time, Russia was invading the Ukraine. Is it okay to focus on himself? Well, the answer is yes, because the happier people are, the more light we bring to the planet, and the darkness of fear cannot exist in the light. I was telling the membership ladies last week, that the light that's flooding our planet, like never before, is like going into a dark room that holds all our fears and turning on the light. The light switch goes on and all our fears are right there, exposed. We can see them. And this is a golden opportunity. This is wonderful. It's not bad. This is wonderful. This is exciting because now as the observer, from this safe space of the observer where you flipped on that light switch, we can heal those fears. You can transform them to love, to light, to be free from their pain. You can heal all those wounds of the past that have been buried in your subconscious, sometimes for 50 years. I had that happen to me this week. Oh, for 50 years. Oh, it's like, how can I even be that old to have had something happen over 50 years ago? Something came up and I saw it for what it was, and it set me free. Coming together as one today is important. The healing, the pain we hold in our subconscious sets us free to adjust our love frequency and sustain it more easily because we've healed, because we've been set free. You have the power within you to change your thinking, to raise your vibration, to fine-tune your manifesting power. Directing the power within you begins with the spark of a thought. Okay, so I'm going to speak the word for our treatment, and then we'll create our safe space and connect with that love of the divinity within. And I'll begin creating that safe space with the technique I learned from Deepak Chopra to quiet our minds. And that technique addresses different parts of the brain. So listen carefully so you can quiet your mind and open that connection to your superconscious higher self, that love that is your essence. And in that technique, there are four questions that I'll ask. Don't try to answer them. Just ask yourself, because life will move you into those answers. And then together with the love of the angels, we'll create our sacred space to hold the love energy, that love energy of the highest order, to manifest the dreams of your heart, to bring you peace, to bring you joy, to open the way to bring your heaven to earth, whatever that looks like for you. I speak the word for all participants. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I accept what my life is in this moment, the good, the ugly, the limitless possibility. This acceptance sets me free to accept and use the power within me to improve my life. I choose to be happy, to feel the joy of being one with the divinity within. I accept that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I am one with the divinity within. This belief is safe and empowers me to maintain the love vibration that is my essence. I now magnetize to me, through the love of my essence, the desires of my heart. And we begin by breathing deeply. For it's through our breath that we connect with that divinity within. It's through our breath that we hear and understand the whispers of the beings of love and light. It's through our breath that we connect with that strength and stamina of the divinity within as one. So just take a deep breath and place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep, slow breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace to your heart all those things you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Now with another deep breath, in this moment, we come together as one with singular intention to shift into our heart space where all things are possible. We create our sacred space. The angels and beings of love and light join us now to create our safe, sacred space. The angels and I form a circle. The spiritual essence of Master Jesus joins us to escort you to our safe, sacred space, our circle of love. Please take his hand as he leads you to the circle where you take mine. Holding his hand and mine and those of the angels, we form a safe, sacred circle. We are here in this safe space, having come together with singular intention to release the need to hold on to fears of this physical world, the chaos, the overwhelm, the stress, those anxieties and outrage. We're willing to let all this go and reconnect with the love that is our essence. With a deep breath, we breathe in love and we exhale out all the tension, flushing away that less than love energy. and from our hearts. Jesus and I form that deep intention of infusing you with love of the highest order. Vibration of this love travels through my hand to yours, through the hand of Jesus to yours. Take a slow, deep breath as the power of this love flows up your arms to your heart, filling your heart with love. This love merges with the love of the divinity within. And with another slow, deep breath, you shift from your head space to your heart space. A swirling mist of love gently envelops you like angel wings. A swirling mist of love gently wraps around you like angel wings. Breathe it in and feel being the love. Feel that love expand in your heart. That love flows. The love expands and the love mist holds you safe. And we shift more fully into the heart space. The love that is your essence begins to shimmer and glow throughout your body, filling you with light. Filling you with love as one with the divinity within. Love that fills your heart pushes out energies of less than love. Just place into the center of the circle the things you wish to heal, those energies that are less than love, the thought patterns, the beliefs, those feelings of resentment, anger, feelings of betrayal, of being a victim, worry. Place into the center of the circle all that you hold in unforgiveness. And together we bind with singular intention. Your intention to be free from less than love energy. We set the intention to be free from fear. And now say with conviction, I'm willing to release these feelings, thoughts, and beliefs and be free. Swirling mist of love surrounds what you've placed in the center of the circle, transforming the pain and fear you've placed there to love. Love of the highest order. That fear transforms to light. Now place into the center of the circle the areas of your life that you wish to improve. The people, the experiences. Brilliant light from within raises the vibration of these areas of your life from within to without. And the center of the circle begins to glow. It glows with the light of love of the highest order, opening the way for better health, magnificent financial flow, harmonious, loving relationships, work that makes your heart sing with joy, and everything in between. This love light reflects from within to without, and back to you a higher outcome in all directions of time. The light is so bright as it works. We are as one with the divinity within. And with another deep breath, breathe in the breath of God, the life force energy that nourishes and feeds your body, bringing clarity of thought, bringing healing in all directions of time, opening the way, opening channels to receive what is yours by divine right, all that makes your heart sing with joy, manifesting through you as one with the divinity within. And from this safe space, as one, shift your focus to what you wish to manifest. Shift your focus to why you're here. What do you want? Take a slow, deep breath of God and allow your mind's eye to see. Allow the vision to form of you enjoying what you want made manifest. Embrace the feelings of what you want to experience, knowing that anything is possible, for you are limitless. You're free and limitless. immerse yourself in the feeling of experiencing what you want. It's safe to experience the desires of your heart. The idea of experiencing what you want comes from the divinity within. It's already yours. Breathe deeply into this energy of empowerment, fully in sync with your superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. And all that's yours by divine right is available to you. Claim what is your birthright under grace. And with singular intention, we mold formless energy into the loving experiences that are your birthright. Under grace, your desires manifest as your reality in miraculous ways. Breathe in the light. You're plugged into manifesting energy of the highest order. Breathe deeply with singular intention. Firmly anchor and claim your manifesting power. The power to manifest all that makes your heart sing with joy. All that's yours by divine right. And now repeat after me. I claim and use the power within me. All that's mine by divine right reaches me now under grace. You now manifest from within to your life experiences without. The energy molds into form. Now just take a deep breath, and on the exhale, your manifesting power, this beautiful, brilliant light of grace, expands up, swirling to the heavens, out to the universe, fearlessly magnetizing to you the desires of your heart. Breathe into the truth energy of these words. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I accept what my life is in this moment, the good, the ugly, the limitless possibility. This acceptance sets me free to accept and use the power within me to improve my life. I choose to be happy. I choose to feel the joy of being one with the divinity within. I accept that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I am one with the divinity within. This belief is safe and empowers me to maintain the love vibration that is my essence. I now magnetize to me, through the love of my essence, the desires of my heart. You are as one with the divinity within, empowered, free to manifest what your heart desires. Breathe in deeply of this knowing, of this truth. Allow yourself to feel the energy moving from within you to without, molding into form the desires of your heart. And we ground into this energy, solidifying it, moving it into formed matter, and bring back with us this tuned frequency of energy to manifest what we want. Just feel the roots coming down through your feet, going down into the soils of Mother Earth, going down through the rocks and the soils and the water and the clay, down to that healing love light center of Mother Earth, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, solid, anchored, safe. And with a deep breath, just pull that loving energy of Mother Earth back up through the soils, back up through your feet, back up to your heart. When you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so before we complete, when we finish our group event here together, I want you to take a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and write down, I'm in the process of receiving, and then write out whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest. I'm in the process of receiving. Because your brain can get around that. You know, when we try to manifest things, a lot of times, you know, we talk about, okay, like I've already got it. I have the, if you're wanting to manifest, say $20,000, we'll just throw that out there. You're wanting to manifest $20,000. I have the $20,000. I just bumped it up another five. And the brain goes, no, you don't. But I'm in the process of receiving $25,000 or $20,000, whatever it is, or the new house or the new car or the relationship. I'm in the process of receiving. And then sit and vision yourself enjoying being, doing, or having what you want. You know, with eyes closed and you're thinking about it, it could be a memory. The brain doesn't know. You're visioning this. It makes it real. And then before you go to bed, for at least 5 minutes, 15 if you can, again, vision having what you want before you go to sleep. And then the next morning when you wake up, again, vision for at least 5 minutes, 15 if you can, having what you want. And repeat every day, visioning before sleep, eyes closed, and then again before getting up. And I just want to ask you to choose every day the energy that you wish to be in, because when you consciously choose, it is so powerful. And choose to be love energy instead of defaulting to whatever is hanging out in your subconscious. Choose to be love energy. Make the conscious choice and infuse your day and your life with love energy. And then your awareness will be stronger to notice when that love energy starts to dip. And you have the opportunity to make that conscious choice to course correct, to shift back into the love energy. You have the power.